USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After attending the G20 summit in Rome, President Biden is now heading for Glasgow, Scotland, where he'll join thousands of world leaders, ministers, and other diplomats at a UN climate summit known as COP26. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield saying the president is very optimistic as he heads into this high-stakes summit.
What the president is going to be able to achieve at COP is to continue to show America's leadership on the world stage on these issues. You know, this is something, tackling the climate crisis is something that he has taken on every day since he came into office, is built into all of the work that he's doing.
The Atlanta Braves now a win away from their first World Series title since 1995 with a 3-2 victory in Game 4 of the Fall Classic over Houston. Last night's Powerball drawing was worth $116 million. No word yet if anyone won it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Democrats are looking to finally pass that infrastructure and social infrastructure bill next week. A leadership aide telling The Hill on Saturday it could happen as soon as this upcoming Tuesday. An aide for Democratic leadership also saying that committees were notified by House leaders to wrap up any changes on the spending bill by Sunday. The House Rules Committee could meet as soon as Monday to try to make sure lawmakers can take action on the House floor soon after that. Some bad weather has been delaying air flights, but American Airlines especially impacted, also blaming a staffing problem. However, Baldwin also said he can't make any real comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halnia Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. He explained that's because of the ongoing investigation with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department in New Mexico, but he said of Hutchins,
"She was my friend. The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director."
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
World leaders warning Iran that it's risking losing a chance at its nuclear deal due to recent efforts by that country to advance its nuclear program and obstruct the work of monitors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The agreement was abandoned by then-President Trump in 2018, but as the U.S. reimposed sanctions, Iran went back on commitments it had made. President Biden has said he's willing to negotiate a new agreement, but talks have now stalled. Louisiana Senator Kennedy is scoffing at President Biden's claim of a zero-cost spending bill. Here's more from Brad Bernards.
When asked about President Biden's claim that his massive Build Back Better social spending plan will add $0 to the deficit because it will be paid for by tax increases, Senator John Kennedy responded with a mocking remark during an appearance on Fox News with Harris Faulkner.
Oh, well, I don't... Somebody at the White House has been smoking the devil's lettuce, okay? Hey. I mean, I'm just telling you, they think this is zero. Either that or they think the American people are morons and don't believe anything.
Kennedy says Democrats think they can tax, spend, and regulate us into prosperity, and they think America can only be great through its federal government. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.